a baseless conspiracy theory of my own. Now, we all heard about the WWE releases. Sorry about the echo. I'm in my kitchen. And some of them were quite shocking, like Braun Strowman, like Lana. A lot of people thought Lana was getting a push at some point. I have no idea why, but they did. Ruby Riott, Buddy Murphy, and one other. I don't remember his name. I apologize. But there are a lot of conspiracy theories going around because this was shocking to a lot of people. A lot of people think this is just one more step in Tony, not Tony, in Nick Khan, the evil mirror universe Tony, in him consolidating the company for sale. Interesting side note on that. If they were to sell WWE, a lot of people thought Disney. I don't think Disney wants the fucking baggage of WWE. The only major company I can think of that would do it okay in terms of they don't censor everything about their history is Warner. And I know how much the WWE fan base would love it if WWE were owned by Ted Turner. Well, in spirit anyway. It would be fabulous on that level, for me at least. But in truth, at least with certain like cartoons and movies, Warner doesn't necessarily censor their history. I'm sure they've done it many times, but they'll often put a warning and just let you watch it. Whereas if NBC, which seems the most likely candidate, buys WWE, they're already fucking censoring their history, brother. Makes me think I should go out and buy DVDs and VHSs. They might be worth more than fucking gold in a couple days. Anyway, getting back on topic, a conspiracy theory of my own that is totally baseless. This is just a fun thought experiment. A fun thought experiment that's very echoey. I could hear it now, I'm sorry. What if all these big releases by WWE are an attempt by them to get this deal with NJPW signed? What if they're so terrified of Bryan Danielson leaving WWE and going to AEW that they release these people with the express intention of them going to NJPW? Now, is that not an interesting thought? I don't know how likely it is, obviously, but it's the kind of underhanded thing that they would do. Now, another thing, going back to the idea that they're selling, that probably makes a lot more sense is they're just getting rid of fat. And incidentally, that's what they called it. They said they were doing, you know, budget cuts, even though they are more profitable than they have ever been in the history of the company because of all these nostalgia licensing deals with fucking idiots in television who don't apparently don't give a fuck. It's probably what they're doing. They're probably consolidating. It's the Nick Khan playbook, consolidate for sale. But what if this is some kind of weird long con in which they're trying to woo NJPW and further dilute the marketplace when you have all these, you know, somewhat known, they're not really known to me, but, you know, somewhat known talents going to like five different companies. It becomes like, well, what should I watch? At least for me, I know a lot of people, especially in this field, don't take the time, and I don't take it nearly enough, to actually go out and sample the different promotions. But that's another possibility. But the main conspiracy theory I thought of as I was out walking my dog was, what if this was an attempt to give NJPW talent to kind of make them like the WWE more so they could keep Daniel Bryan out of AEW? Now, there is some fucking paranoia for you, and that's why I think maybe some aspect of that is true. Anyway, thank you for listening to the Dirtbag Cheats. Brothers, it is wild fucking times with all these releases, and it just, you know, reaffirms my belief that you shouldn't trust the WWE, and if you're going to sign with the WWE, understand you're signing for money, not for glory, not for fame even, for money, and you're more than likely not going to get pushed, and, you know, have to rebuild yourself after you leave. That just seems to happen over and over and over again. But thank you for listening. You can follow me at Leftendo and continue to enjoy wrestling. I really should do a fucking review of Double or Nothing. It was fucking fabulous. That buy-in, Serena Deeb and Riho. Oh man, Riho was so over. Serena Deeb was doing such a great job. I love the whole fucking show, but that's just one aspect of it. Maybe we'll do that. But thank you for listening. Bye-bye.